You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
It's today's most interesting thing in tech from Nicholas Thompson, editor-in-chief of Wired. Support for this podcast and the following message come from TD Ameritrade. TD Ameritrade's learning experience is curated from their vast library of exclusive content and customizes to fit your investing goals and interests. Get started at tdameritrade.com/education.
The most interesting thing in tech is the mounting social media platform crackdown on President Donald Trump. On Monday, Reddit took down the subreddit The Donald, which for a long time was one of the most prominent places for Trump supporters to talk about politics. Twitch sanctioned Trump as well. This comes after Twitter sanctioned Trump's account. Snapchat removed him from recommended accounts to follow. Facebook has taken less action, causing some problems for that company, but has started to have serious conversations about how to treat the president's statements. It seems like there's mounting action against Trump. Now, why is this? Why is this happening right now? Since the beginning of his candidacy, the social media companies have been in a pickle. They have a lot of complicated factors to weigh. They have, in general, their views about free speech, right? Technology industry comes partly out of the counterculture, strong beliefs in the primacy of free speech as a value in Silicon Valley. That would give the companies an incentive not to take action against Trump. On the other hand, Trump often says things that are untrue, sometimes says things that could incite violence or could be considered hateful. Another factor, most of the people who work at these companies are ideologically opposed to the president and therefore more likely to see negative possible consequences in his statements. And then there are a whole bunch of other factors. So what's changed? Well, one thing that's changed is that Twitter took action against Trump and there are relatively few consequences. But honestly, I think that the most important thing that's happening and that may be changing the balance of arguments as management at the platforms thinks about the president is the recent polling. The polling shows that Trump is not in a strong position. His odds of winning are maybe 40%, as opposed to 2 months ago when it looked like his odds of winning were perhaps 60%. And that has changed the calculation about what the consequences of action are. Because remember, I think when management decides how to treat the president's statements, they know they can't win no matter what they do. But they also know that if they take harsh action, he could bring antitrust suits. He could retaliate in really strong ways. So the political calculus changes the internal calculus at all of these companies. It'll be interesting to see as the polls presumably go up and go down, whether it changes the way the companies act. Because they're partly acting on principle. They're partly acting on legitimate analysis of the rules. They're partly acting on the internal political calculus of their companies. And they're partly acting on how scared they are the president will do something that really harms their business. All right, see you tomorrow.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.